KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, 8 degrees above zero. We look for it to be cloudy today, with snow developing toward midday, a high around 19. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, officials of the Creston Police Department said this morning that a man residing in the 1200 block of North Sycamore Street in Creston reported on Saturday that a .357 revolver was stolen from his home sometime between December 20th and January 1st. The gun was valued at $600. And there were two arrests over the past few days in Creston. Stephen Christopher Lammer of Creston was arrested Friday for fifth-degree theft. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 cash or surety bond. Trey Vincent Mills of Creston was arrested Saturday for driving while suspended. Mills was released from the Union County Jail on bond. And authorities said also that no injuries were reported following a collision a little after 10 a.m. Saturday on South Elm Street in Creston. A 2017 Chevy Equinox driven by 68-year-old Pamela Jo Morrison of Creston and a 1997 Buick LeSabre driven by 25-year-old Amanda Lee Thompson, also of Creston, were traveling south on South Elm when Thompson's car sustained a possible brake malfunction and ran into Morrison's SUV, hitting it in the corner of the right rear bumper. Damage from the accident amounted to $1,000. There were no citations issued. A recent report shows 10% of all Americans lack access to high-speed internet service, but 39% of rural Americans lack that same access. Iowa is the nation's 38th most connected state, according to the study from BroadbandNow.com. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonner Perdue says one of his priorities in the 2018 Farm Bill is connecting America through better rural broadband coverage.
We want to take the federal spend in that, along with state and local spends, as well as the private sector, and focus them strategically like a laser over how we go across this country with a multi-year plan of becoming ubiquitous with broadband coverage across the country.
Backers say broadband provides access to a range of resources, services, and products, including telehealth and telemedicine, economic development, public safety, education, and entertainment. Perdue says he wants the USDA to help spearhead the effort in getting broadband coverage to even the most remote parts of the country.
We think we can be a facilitator to get this done. And we'll continue to push because I think it's that important for rural America. If you're really talking about the quality of life in rural America, then broadband has to be a part of that.
The Broadband Now report shows 21% of Iowans are underserved by their internet provider. Voters will decide on a proposed $25.5 million bond issue to pay for improvements at Iowa Central Community College. The Fort Dodge Messenger reports the bond issue on tomorrow's ballot would pay for work at facilities in Eagle Grove, Fort Dodge, Storm Lake, and Webster City. Voters in Buena Vista, Calhoun, Green, Hamilton, Humboldt, Pocahontas, Sac, Webster, and Wright counties will decide on the request. To be enacted, the bond needs approval by 60% of the people who cast their ballots. If approved, the measure would increase property taxes by $12 a year for the owner of a $100,000 home. Projects would be financed by the bond include a new student center in Fort Dodge, a new industrial training facility in Storm Lake, and a new biofuels testing lab. A longtime NBC journalist Tom Brokaw has donated thousands of documents spanning his career to the University of Iowa, and now they're available to the public. The collection includes a notebook with interview questions for Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev and press badges from Saudi Arabia and the 1992 Republican National Convention. Some of the donated photographs show Brokaw standing in front of plumes of smoke in New York on September 11th. Graduate Elizabeth Reardon says the collection shows 50 years of the biggest global news stories as seen through the eyes of one reporter. Brokaw spent his freshman year at the university, which gave him an honorary doctorate in 2010. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports the items were made available to the public last Thursday at the university's main library. Well, the Iowa caucuses are tonight. These precinct-level meetings are national news every 4 years when participants make their presidential picks, but Iowa's two major political parties hold caucuses in every election year. The leaders of both parties say they expect newly engaged people to show up tonight. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price.
There's a lot of energy out there, and then on top of that, you know, with the crowded primaries that we have in some of our congressional races and our gubernatorial race, you know, there's interest in caucuses because this is the first step to electing delegates to our state convention.
If none of the Democratic candidates running for governor wins 35% of the vote in June's primary, the party's nominee will be selected by delegates at the state convention. Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman expects some of the first-time GOP voters who cast ballots for Trump in 2016 to show up at the Republican caucuses tonight. And those philosophical debates are opening the opening round of development of the party's platform on the document that says outlines the policies of each party formerly embraces.
Caucuses are the best way to give the grassroots a chance to speak.
That's Kaufman, the Republican chairman. Price says there is another wrinkle in the Democratic Party's process that could play out tonight. Participants at each caucus site have the option of splitting into preference groups related to candidates in a specific race, like the contest for governor, or on the issue that's dividing the group to see where the majority lies.
We've been training and making sure our folks know that process, and so that's going to be something to watch for.
Participants in tonight's caucuses may find themselves being asked to sign petitions, too. Candidates are required to collect a specific number of signatures on nominating petitions in order to have their names printed on the June primary ballots. To locate your caucus site, click on the separate party links under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The meetings begin at 7 p.m. A proposal in the Iowa legislature to lessen penalties for people who possess small amounts of marijuana could save the state money and reduce what groups say is racial injustice, yet its chances of advancing this session are unclear. The bill would make first offense possession of marijuana that's 5 grams or less a simple misdemeanor instead of a serious misdemeanor, reducing jail time and court fees for those convicted of the charge. Half of the roughly 3,400 cases of marijuana possession convictions in Iowa during the budget year that ended in 2016 involved 5 grams or less. In the same period, 18% of people convicted for first offense marijuana possession were African Americans. The proposal has been debated a handful of times over the years and comes amid a shift in the national conversation over marijuana use. Republicans who control a majority of the nation's state houses are considering a wide range of abortion legislation that could test the government's legal ability to restrict a woman's right to terminate pregnancy. Just this past week, the Mississippi House passed a bill that would make the state the only one to ban all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. In Missouri, lawmakers heard testimony on a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks. And in Ohio, the House is expected to consider abortion restrictions that have already passed in the Senate, and they would prohibit the most common type of procedure used to end pregnancies after 13 weeks and require that fetal remains be buried or cremated. Abortion has been a hot topic in several legislative sessions that began or continued last month. Another tax scam has surfaced, prompting alerts from the Iowa Department of Revenue and the Internal Revenue Service. Here's how it works. It begins with cyber criminals stealing personal information, sometimes from computers of tax practitioners. In a new twist, the fraudulent returns in a few cases use the taxpayers' real bank accounts for the deposit. A woman posing as a debt collection agency official then contacted the taxpayers to say a refund was deposited in error and asked the taxpayers to forward the money to her. As a reminder, the Iowa Department of Revenue does not make those types of calls. If you feel you've been the victim of identity theft, report it to the IRS immediately or the Iowa Department of Revenue using the web form, or if you do not have a computer access, do so by calling 515-281-5986. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.